You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
It's the superhero of travel. It's Ricky Tyus from It's Your Time to Travel, ready to take you around the world by air, land, or sea, even by flying saucer. And we're live on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard.
And you're listening to It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard. Subscribe to our TalkTainment Radio YouTube channel. Podcast is available. Or visit us at www.talktainmentradio.com. Listeners can join the conversation by calling 614-401-8339. Title for today's show is Hello Summer, your ultimate New Orleans summer travel guide. Is here. We have it. We got it for you. But first, I can take my mask off or my mask off. It's kind of hard doing a radio show with three masks on. And I ran into a brother the other day, had his mask off, was having a great time. And I said to him, "Aren't you one of those brothers that said you would never get the vaccine?" And he said, "Oh, no, man, I got the vaccine." I said, "Well, what made you get the vaccine?" And he says, there's a weekly lottery drawing for anyone that has the vaccine, and it's set up to get $1 million weekly for 5 weeks, starting May 26th. So this brother ran out and got the vaccine so he can try and win $1 million. Okay, there's an endless reason to book a trip to New Orleans in the summer. There are things to do for every type of traveler, the solo traveler, the festival lover, the foodie, the family. Summer is unofficially the season of deals and discounts in the Crescent City. From hotel bargains to month-long restaurant specials, it's possible to do an extravagant summer vacay in NOLA on a budget. And we'll get into that in the second half of the show. But did you know the real ID deadline has been extended? The deadline to attain a real ID compliant driver's license to fly domestically has been extended again. Beginning May 2nd, 2023, every traveler 18 or older must have a real ID compliant driver's license to fly within the U.S. The deadline was extended from October 1st, 2021. To May 2nd, 2023, due to the coronavirus. So, just so you know, the Real ID compliant driver's license, they have extended the deadline to May 2nd, 2023. And if your ID is not a Real ID compliant, you must present a different form of ID, like a valid passport or U.S. military ID, to the Transportation and Security Administration agents to board a plane. If you don't have a real ID compliant form of identification or any other acceptable form of ID, you won't be allowed to fly. And this is serious. The TSA and the DHS, they're not joking around with this. To get a real ID, you must go to your state driver's license agency, AKA, the Department of Motor Vehicles, or DMV, and bring documentation that proves who you are and where you live, and check with your DMV to be sure you bring the right things before you go. Many DMV websites have checklists for you to follow. For example, if you got married and your current last name is different than the one on your birth certificate, you should bring your U.S. birth certificate, your marriage certificate, your W-2 with your current name and Social Security number, and a valid driver's license with current address. All United States territories are now issuing real ID driver's license. Travelers without a real ID compliant driver's license or ID card by May 2nd, 2023 can still fly domestically, but they must have a valid passport to board the plane. But anyone planning to travel in the U.S. should just go get one so you don't have to think about real ID anymore. Okay, so the real ID deadline has been extended to May of 2023. So Americans getting vaccinated for summer travel. Are Americans getting the COVID-19 vaccine specifically so that they're able to travel? A study discovered a direct correlation between climbing COVID-19 vaccination rates in the U.S. and a spike in summer vacation planning. Over half of American adults said that gaining the ability to travel again safely factored into their decision to get vaccinated. And while widespread vaccination is proving to be the key to helping travelers feel safe venturing out again. In fact, 62% of the people in the survey would support a mandatory COVID passport. Proof of a COVID passport is a proof of a COVID-19 vaccine or negative test. Doubtless, the CDC guidance for vaccinated travelers released last month, which states that it's safe for fully vaccinated individuals to travel within the U.S., but as for international travel, fully vaccinated people would not be required to get a COVID-19 test before travel unless it's required by the destination. The agency also said vaccinated travelers don't need to self-quarantine after returning to the U.S. unless required by state or local governments, but travelers arriving in the U.S. will still be required to present a negative COVID-19 test result before they board their flight, and another test 3 to 5 days after returning. The study found that 76% of Americans are planning a trip within the next 12 months, with 64% saying they're happily go within the next 6 months. Some soon-to-be travelers are even more eager, with 43% saying they feel confident taking a trip within the next 3 months, and 35% saying they would gladly take off as early as next weekend. People are ready to travel. Get vaccinated. Of those who plan to travel over the next year, 72% said that they're likely to stay in a hotel, 65% with family or friends, 35% at all-inclusive resorts, 35% at a vacation rental like Airbnb. In terms of transportation, 66% said they're most likely to drive their own car to their destination. 49% would fly on a plane. 34% prefer to take a rental car. 22% would hire a Uber or Lyft. 19% would sail aboard a cruise ship. And 17% would go by train. The study showed that Americans will likely stick to domestic destinations for their next vacation, a trend that has carried over from 2020. 46% of those surveyed said they intend to visit national parks, which has been a popular place to visit during the pandemic. And since they're often highly sought after supplies of fresh air, wide open spaces, and outdoor activities and are also appealing in terms of drivability. 37% plan to visit a U.S. historic landmark, while 31% are headed to amusement parks and 30% are bound for resorts. Only 12% of respondents are planning on visiting a foreign country over the next year. Travelers are largely motivated by the desire to reunite with families that they've been unable to visit over the past 14 months, with 40% saying they're planning trips for this purpose. So I'm just like everybody else. I have a trip planned in June to go to Atlanta to see my family there. Family's coming in from Los Angeles. So I'm reuniting with my family in Atlanta in June. Travelers are largely motivated by the desire to reunite with families and friends. However, it seems that despite more and more Americans becoming fully COVID-19 vaccinated and having government-backed safety protocols in place for various modes of transportation, travel shaming is still out there. 15% of the survey participants said they feel guilty for traveling right now, while 11% said they would feel judged by others for doing so or for posting travel pictures on social media. I have a cousin right now that has just landed in Jamaica. So he has no travel shame. He has no travel shame at all. He just landed in Jamaica. So, get it or regret it. Don't miss out on backyard adventures at exceptional savings. It starts with up to $150 off for destinations including Las Vegas, Florida, California, Nashville, New Orleans, and more. Then continue with values like free nights, amenities, and resort credits at hotels discounted up to 45% from coast to coast across Hawaii. We have a promotion going on that says get it or regret it. And this has to do with U.S. stays, and you get up to 45% off. You can visit our website at www.tyustours.com to find out more about that. So we have a COVID guide. We have an updated COVID guide. The new CDC guidance has excited many Americans and scared many others. Some people feel both emotions. Understandably enough, they're excited to start returning to more normal life and still scared by a pandemic that's killing about 600 Americans a day. So in Ohio, the mask mandate will be lifted by January 2nd, and it's just a story to be told. I get ready to go to work the other day, and before I go to work, I have to do a health assessment online. So one of the questions that they added to the health assessment is, are you fully vaccinated? And the answer is yes, you are, or no, you prefer not to talk about it. So what happened? Of course, I said yes because I'm fully vaccinated. So what happened to those people that said no, that tried going to work, they couldn't clock in. So because my job did not give people warnings about getting vaccinated, they had to remove that or change that so people could get time to get fully vaccinated. So the new CDC guidance has excited many Americans and scared many others. So today I want to think through the real world implications of the new guidelines for individual families. These guidelines mostly allow people to behave more freely, but they will also lead some to take new precautions. So we're going to break this down into households into four categories, depending on vaccination status: the fully vaccinated, the almost vaccinated, family with young kids, and the unvaccinated. So the fully vaccinated, this is the easiest category. Everybody in your household is at least 2 weeks past their full vaccine dose, the second Pfizer or Moderna shot, or the sole Johnson & Johnson shot, you can comfortably resume pre-pandemic activities. The vaccine virtually eliminates serious versions of COVID-19 and radically reduces the chance you can contract or spread the virus. For you, COVID is akin to a mild flu that you probably won't get. You are not at any meaningful risk from a maskless person in the supermarket who may or may not be vaccinated. You face much more danger from the vehicles in the parking lot of the grocery store. One nuisance to keep in mind: if you come down with the flu-like symptoms, you should consider staying home and put on a mask when you go out. Even before COVID, that behavior was common in many parts of Asia. It makes extra sense during a pandemic because symptoms increase the still small chance you have a rare breakthrough. COVID infections that could infect somebody else. The CDC has also said that vaccinated people should continue to wear masks when visiting hospitals, nursing homes, prisons, and homeless shelters, and while traveling, and when you're around compromised people who are vulnerable to COVID, as well as other health risks. So that was the fully vaccinated, almost vaccinated. Many families are close to being fully vaccinated, but not quite there. At least one person, perhaps a 12 to 15-year-old child, is in the process of getting vaccinated, but not yet 2 weeks beyond the full dose. There is still argument for the unvaccinated member of these families to be cautious, especially as society starts to open. They should wear masks when indoors or in close conversation with somebody outdoors. They may want to avoid trips to indoor spaces. And the reason for that is the cost of a few more weeks of precautions is pretty low. To put it another way, you have almost reached a point of safely resuming normal activities. Finish your job, get the second shot. So families with young kids, families with young kids, these are some of the hardest cases because children under 12 seem to be months away from being vaccinated. There are a few reassuring facts that these families, first, in many of the places where children spend time, COVID transmission is uncommon. It is extremely rare outdoors, and springtime is a good time to be outdoors. The number of outbreaks in school has been quite low worldwide, perhaps because children may be less likely to infect others even when they have COVID. So the last one is the unvaccinated. About 40% of U.S. adults have not yet received a vaccine shot. For the country to reduce that number as rapidly as possible, it's important to acknowledge reality. And the reality is the vast majority are unvaccinated by choice. They do not have a health problem. that prevents them from getting a shot. They have not been stymied by the logistics of getting a shot. Yes, there are people in both of these groups, and they will need special help as society begins to reopen. Among other things, the government, state officials, and employers will need to keep pushing to make vaccination even more convenient. So, we predict that about 40% of the population is unvaccinated because they choose to be unvaccinated. They choose to be unvaccinated. And they would have to be forced to be vaccinated by the government, their employer. But that number stands about 40%. Right now, it's about 30% of Americans that's been vaccinated. But the much larger issue is vaccine. It's people who believe that there's skepticism about getting the vaccine. In the most recent poll, 15% of adults said they do not want to get a shot until they know more about or how it affects other people. Another 6% said they would get a shot only if required, say by their employer, as my employer has done. An additional 13% said they would definitely not get a shot. Put those three numbers together and you get 34%, which is, again, accounts for most of the unvaccinated people. Again, accounts for most of the unvaccinated 40%. Unvaccinated people do face some additional risks that many people have been talking about since the CDC changes guidelines. The unvaccinated person who was wearing a mask in stores and avoiding restaurants until last week, but no longer will because everybody else is removing their masks. And it's unclear how many of these people exist. In large parts of the country, Americans have gone maskless for months. In this country, we have two kinds of people: those who don't need masks but wear them, and those who need masks but don't wear them. I'll repeat that. In this country, we have two kinds of people: those who don't need masks but wear them, and those who need masks but don't wear them. There's no better way to crush the pandemic in coming weeks than to persuade the vaccine skeptical to get a shot. It is the best way for them to protect themselves from the rest of COVID hospitalization and death. And if you are not vaccinated, you are not safe. More vaccinations are also the best way to protect children and those people that are compromised. Remember, the goal is 70% vaccinated adults and children to reach herd immunity. So there you have it. More people are getting vaccinated so that they can have a summer vacation or more jobs. Your jobs will be pushing you to become vaccinated. I heard someplace that Uber and Lyft is giving people free rides so they can get vaccinated. So all that's going on in the state of Ohio. The governor has set up $1 million weekly lottery drawing as an incentive for people to get vaccine. So there's a lot going on so people can get vaccinated. In the second half of the show, we're going to talk about New Orleans and how New Orleans is the ultimate summer destination. And that's coming up in the second half of the show. There's an endless reason to book a trip to New Orleans in the summer. There's things for every type of traveler: the solo traveler, the festival lover, the foodie, the family. Summer is the official season of deals and discounts in the Crescent City. From hotel bargains to month-long restaurant specials, it's possible to do an extravagant summer vacay in NOLA on a budget. So that's coming up in the second half of the show. I have a friend that may call in. Dr. Thomas lives in Shreveport, Louisiana, and him and his wife will be traveling to New Orleans next week. So he's going to give us his hidden gems of New Orleans if he's able to call in. He just became a new a grandfather, so he might be able to call in. He might not be able to call in. But again, that's in the second half of the show. So for the first half, you're listening to It's Your Time to Travel on TalkToMeRadio.com. I am Ricky Tires from Tire Sewers and Travel. And this is radio the way it should be heard. Subscribe to our Talk to Me Radio YouTube channel. Podcast is available. Or visit www.talktainmentradio.com. Listeners can join the conversation by calling 614-401-8339. We have a promotion going on right now, and it's simply called Get It or Regret It, and it's called Get the Best of the U.S. U.S. stays up to 45% off plus complimentary nights and more. So don't miss out on backyard adventures at exceptional savings. We mentioned in the first part of the show that more people will be doing domestic traveling. So here's a great deal that runs to June 3rd. It starts with up to $150 off for destinations including Las Vegas, Florida, California, Nashville, New Orleans, and more. And then continues with values like free nights, complimentary amenities, resort credits at hotels, discounted up to 45% from coast to coast and across Hawaii. And to get more information on that, you just need to visit my website, www.tirestours.com, or you can give us a call at 866-547-5362. So, have you taken off your mask yet, or are you still wearing your mask? Starting June 2nd, the governor of Ohio has lifted the mandate for masks. The CDC has already lifted the mandate for masks. So will you continue to wear your mask, or will you go unmasked? I will continue to wear my mask because of the people who will be unmasked that has not gotten the vaccine yet. I will continue to wear my mask until June 2nd until the mandate is lifted here in Ohio. I will continue to wear my mask unless I know I'm around people that have been fully vaccinated. But I will continue to wear my mask. Americans are getting the COVID-19 vaccine specifically so they can travel. I had a client who wanted to take a cruise, and when I advised them that the only way that they could go on a cruise is they would be fully vaccinated. Well, this client quietly just kind of cussed me out. Said that they're not getting a vaccine, they don't need the vaccine, and the worst part about all that is that this person works for the government. She works for the government. Said that they're not getting vaccinated. So the other day, I get a text that they got their first shot. So people are coming around about the vaccination. You know, it's real important that we're able to enjoy the summer of 2021 because the vaccine is doing exactly what it's supposed to do. As a matter of fact, do you know what the vaccine is supposed to do? Do you understand that the vaccine that they're giving you is creating antibodies in your body to fight off the virus? So they're not giving you anything but something that tells your body to create antibiotics. That's what the vaccine, that's what the vaccine does. So, listeners, you can join the conversation at 614-401-8339. Look up in the sky. It's the superhero of travel. It's Ricky Tyers from It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard.
Hey, I'm Haley Kiyoko, and I know what it's like to struggle with mental health issues. If you have a friend that's going through a tough time, now is the perfect moment to reach out. Learn how to start the conversation at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes at age 33. With not one day off since. But JDRF has my back, funding research toward a cure, prevention, and treatments that really help the millions like me to have a better life. The scientists funded by JDRF test themselves every day so that someday I won't have to. Join us. Your help is our hope. JDRF, improving lives, curing type 1 diabetes.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
It's our home, it's our dream. For a life that's healthy and clean, make it green, green, green.
My mom said making it green is making sure the air in your home is healthy for your family to breathe. Make sure you test your home for radon. It's easy. Just call 866-730-GREEN.
Make it green, green, green.
A message from the US EPA.
Okay, kids, dad's gonna teach you how to dance. First, spread your feet apart. Then, a pump your knee.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids. Visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
When you shop Goodwill, you don't just bring home a vintage dress or cat lamp. You bring home so much good to your community. Because everything you buy funds local job training and more. Goodwill. Bring good home. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Our government doesn't seem to care that 9 million children have no health insurance, even though every dollar spent immunizing children against illness saves more than $16 in medical costs to make them better. Doesn't anyone see? We're wasting money and allowing children to get sick.
I am Susie Flynn. A vote for me is a vote for the 9 million uninsured children.
9 million uninsured children need a solution now. For more information, go to electsusie.com.
My name is Al Edmondson. I'm a business owner and community organizer. I want to encourage you to visit the King Lincoln District, our community. It's a great place to live, work, and worship. Catch a show at the Lincoln Theater. Enjoy smooth jazz at the King Arts Complex. Enjoy great food and visit our historical churches and newly remodeled homes. Live, work, and worship the King Lincoln District.
Look, up in the sky, it's the superhero of travel. It's Ricky Tyers from It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard. And our topic for today is Hello Summer, Your Ultimate New Orleans Summer Travel Guide. There's endless reasons to book a trip to New Orleans in the summer. There are things to do for every type of traveler, the solo traveler, the festival lover, the foodie, the family. Summer is the unofficial season of deal and discounts in the Crescent City, from hotel bargains to month-long restaurants. It's possible to do an extravagant summer vacay in Nolo on a budget. So that's what we're going to talk about the second half of the show. We're going to talk about New Orleans and what a great destination New Orleans is to visit this summer. One of the things that you can do in New Orleans, you can eat like royalty for a bargain. There's no better time to try out some of NOLA's most legendary restaurants than during the summer. Kick off summer with Restaurant Week New Orleans from June 21st to June 27th. Where diners can enjoy a two-course lunch for $25 or less, or a three-course brunch or dinner for $45 or less. So you can eat at historical, elegant French Quarter restaurants or Garden District culinary landmarks like Commodore Palace for Steel. And then later in the summer, they have what's called a culinary, which will be launched. And this follows a similar mood. Restaurant Week and culinary are both a must if you enjoy fancy food without fancy prices. So, just to repeat, you can go to New Orleans and eat like royalty for a bargain. One of the things that we mentioned is that you can go to New Orleans on a budget and have a great time. And one of the things that they have going on June 21st to June 27th is Restaurant Week New Orleans. You can attend a summer festival. There's a festival called Hogs for Cause. It's June 4th to the 5th. You can enjoy the best barbecue while raising funds for families of children with brain cancer. Pediatric brain cancer. And there's a festival that goes on from June 4th to the 5th, and it's called Hogs for the Cause. And then the New Orleans Wine and Festival Experience runs from June 8th to June 13th. And during the week, participants in wine dinners, labs, tasting, and other one-of-a-kind experience are unique to the festival. You can go from sampling sweet desserts, wines, or participating in oyster workshops to checking out the French Quarter's most impressive wine cellars. And this event runs from June 8th through the 13th. And then they also have what's called the Scatsmo Summer Festival. The French Quarter Festival dedicated to the music legend Louis Armstrong. It's scheduled for July 30th to August the 1st. Other festivals typically held in the summer, such as the Essence Festival, will remain virtual this year. Doc, you there? Doc, are you there? The Essence Music Festival. Doc, are you on the other line? Okay. So the Essence Music Festival 2021, which is traditionally held over the 4th of July weekend every summer in New Orleans, We look forward to the Essence Festival all year, but for its one-of-a-kind celebration of Black culture, this year the festival has gone virtual with two back-to-back weekends of music, entertainment, and empowerment from June 25th to June 27th and July 2nd to July 4th. Performances, webinars, and guest speakers will be part of the fun. The best part is all free. So just be sure to register on the festival website in advance. And repeat, the Essence Festival this year would be virtual. It would not be live. It would be over two weekends. It would be June 25th to June 27th and July 2nd to July 4th. And the best part is all free. All you have to do is go to their website and register in advance. So, since we're talking about New Orleans, you can also explore their great indoors. They have amazing museums. Anyone who wants a behind-the-scenes glimpse into making Mardi Gras happen should head to Mardi Gras World. It's one of New Orleans' newest attractions that offer a glimpse into the music, art, and culture of New Orleans through various interactive and highly Instagrammable exhibits. So one of the newest museums that they have is called Mardi Gras World, and it invites you to see what the makings of Mardi Gras. And so if you're coming with kids, many people don't realize that New Orleans is kids friendly. And it's easy to make a vacation for fun for grown-ups and kids. You can spend a day at the zoo and cool down at Cool Zoo. Or you can go to the Louisiana Children Museum, located conveniently in New Orleans City Park. City Park is home to Storyland, gondola rides, city putt, mini golf, and lots of green space and other family attractions. Be sure to treat the family to Snowballs and Henson's Snow Blizz. New Orleans summer provides tons of opportunities to snag great rates wherever you go. You can receive free admissions to various museums and attractions depending on the day of the week, like the New Orleans Museum of Art on Wednesdays. Check out New Orleans 35 free things to do this summer. You can visit my website. I have that on my website. And additionally, to be on the lookout for what's called temperature drinks, a program that many restaurants follow when the temperature spikes past a certain point. Ice cold cocktails dip in price. So you can plan the ultimate getaway to New Orleans with tours, museums, family activities, and more right at your fingertips. You can visit world-class attractions like the National World War II Museum. You can take a historical tour on foot, bike, or Segway. Come see why New Orleans was recently called the number one destination in the world to visit by New York Times. New Orleans has an abundance of award-winning restaurants, renowned museums, and one-of-a-kind experience that makes it an unforgettable destination. And now you can book a hotel stay and a tour or attraction together to plan the perfect visit. Select your package category. To get started, call us, Tysers and Travel. We can plan your New Orleans getaway. We can customize your dream trip with travel packages and deals. For more information, once again, visit our website at www.tysers.com. So we just covered New Orleans. Looks like my friend from Shreveport, Louisiana, wasn't able to call in. As I said, Dr. Thomas just became him and his wife just became a grandparent. His daughter had a little girl, so their hands are kind of full. But speaking of traveling again, you know, I have a whole list of dates now that everything's opening back up, of places that I plan to travel to. All of them are domestically. Nothing is overseas. Even though I would love to go to Grand Bahama Island, but nothing is planned overseas. Some places are as close as Detroit or Cleveland. Like I mentioned, I'm flying to Atlanta to see my family June 1st. I have a travel show planned in Las Vegas, September 26th to October 1st, October 2nd. I have a travel show planned in Vegas, September 26th to October 2nd. I have a football game planned in Los Angeles, the Browns versus the Chargers. And I believe the date is October the 10th. And right now, we probably have close to 15 people going. And we are making all the arrangements, tickets, hotel, transportations, everything. That's October the 10th. And then I'll be in New York for Thanksgiving for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. So now that everything is opening back up, I can get back to work. I can get back to work and do what I do. Get back to traveling again. So those are all the things I have planned. I think Detroit is July 18th. Cleveland has not been scheduled yet. I'll be in Indy for the 4th of July. I plan to catch a train from Toledo to Chicago and back. This is going to be a day trip. Catch the train to Chicago early in the morning and turn around and catch the train back to Toledo late at night. And that's going to be a day trip. I've not ridden on a train in many, many years, so I'm pretty excited about catching the train to Chicago. So these are all the things that's going on because the world has opened back up. So I hope you plan to travel domestically this year. And right now we have a promotion going on called Get the Best of the U.S. It's called Get It or Regret It. You have USA stays up to 45% off, plus complimentary nights and more. Don't miss out on backyard adventures at exceptional savings. It starts with up to $150 off for destinations including Las Vegas, Florida, California, Nashville, New Orleans, and more. Then continues with values like free nights, complimentary amenities, and resort credits at hotels discounted up to 45% off from coast to coast. If you need more information, visit my website at www.tyustours.com or give us a call at 866-547-5362. So if you missed the first half of the show, we talked about the real ID deadline has been extended to May 2023. So for all those people that was rushing around to get their real ID compliant done, they have extended the deadline. Yep, they've extended the deadline to May 2nd, 2023. Every traveler 18 or older must have a real ID compliant driver's license to fly within the U.S. And once again, that deadline was extended from October 1st, 2021 to May 2nd, 2023 due to circumstances resulting from the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. And there's a note here that says, seriously, the TSA and DHS are not joking around with this. Get your compliant ID if you plan to fly domestically in the U.S. It's that simple. Get the ID. And also, the first half of the show, we talked about Americans are getting vaccinated for summer travel. So Americans are getting the COVID-19 vaccine specifically so that they're able to travel. A study discovered a direct correlation between climbing COVID-19 vaccination rates in the U.S. and a spike in summer vacation planning. So if you plan to travel, make sure you get vaccinated. And just so you know, Memorial Day travel for the holiday is expected to be off the chain. Off the chain. You'll be lucky if you're able to find a rental car to rent, hotel space. So if you're planning to do anything Memorial Day weekend, you absolutely need to book your reservation now. So, face masks are coming off. All right. Face masks are coming off in Ohio June 2nd. Our governor has put together a lottery drawing. Governor Mike DeWine says Ohio mask mandate and most other coronavirus-related state orders will end on June 2nd. It applies to all of the state's COVID-19 orders, such as social distancing in restaurants and the mask mandate, except those for nursing homes and other long-term care facilities. Beginning May 26, adults who have received at least one dose of the vaccine may enter a lottery that will provide $1 million prize each Wednesday for 5 weeks. So, folks, there's another reason for those folks that like to play the lottery. There's another reason for you to get vaccinated, is that your governor has created a lottery that you can win $1 million if you are vaccinated. And then for the second half of the show, in case you missed it, we talked about New Orleans and what a great place New Orleans is to visit this summer. You can visit New Orleans on a budget. They have all types of bargains going on. I'm told that summer is an unofficial season of deals and discounts in the Crescent City. From hotel bargains to month-long restaurant specials, it's possible to do an extravagant summer vacay in New Orleans on a budget. You can eat like royalty for a bargain. The week of June 21st to the 27th, they have Restaurant Week, where diners can enjoy a two-course lunch for $25 or less, or a three-course brunch or dinner for $45 or less. You can eat at historical places like the French Quarter or the Garden District, like the Commander's Palace for steel. And you can attend summer festivals. They have a Hog for Cause Festival June 4th through the 5th. They have New Orleans Wine and Food Experience from June 8th through the 13th. The Essence Music Festival this year would be virtual, and that would be on the weekend of June 25th through the 27th and July 2nd through the 4th. And I know of a certain travel agency that are selling packages to the Essence Festival, but it looks like the Essence Festival will be virtual this year. And also, New Orleans invites you to explore the great indoors. To get a look at behind-the-scenes glimpse into making Mardi Gras. This place, this museum is called the Mardi Gras World. And they also have something called Jamnola. Is one of New Orleans' newest attractions that offer a glimpse into the music, art, and culture of New Orleans through various interactive and highly Instagrammable exhibits. And New Orleans is a place for families. You can visit their zoo and visit a place called Koo Zoo. Or they have an aquarium. They have the Louisiana Children's Museum located conveniently in New Orleans City Park. City Park is a home to Storyland, gondola rides. They have City Park, which has many golf courses and lots of green space and other family attractions. And be sure to treat the family to Snowballs and Henson Snow Blitz, too. New Orleans summer provides a ton of opportunities to snag great rates whenever you go. Receive free admissions for various museums and attractions depending on the day of the week. If you visit my website, there'll be something on there called Check Out New Orleans 35 Free Things to Do This Summer. And my website is www.tidestours.com. And additionally, be on the lookout for temperature drinks, a program that many restaurants follow. When the temperature spikes past a certain point, ice cold cocktails dip in price. So, Tidestours and Travel can plan the ultimate getaway to New Orleans with tours, museums, family activities, and more right at your fingertips. Visit world-class attractions like their zoo, National World War II Museum. Take a historic tour on foot, bike, or Segway. And come see why New Orleans was recently called the number one destination in the world to visit by the New York Times. New Orleans has an abundance of award-winning restaurants, renowned museums, and one-of-a-kind experiences that make it an unforgettable destination. And now you can book a hotel stay and tour or attraction. You can book everything together. And we can plan that for you at Tidestours and Travel. Our phone number is 866-547-5362. So, the question remains, are you going to wear your mask or take your mask off? I will continue to wear my mask for all those folks that have taken their masks off that is not vaccinated. I will at least wear my mask until June 2nd, until the mandate is lifted. But in all the information that I have, it says because I'm vaccinated that they say the vaccine virtually eliminates serious versions of COVID-19 and radically reduces the chance you could contact or spread the virus for you. COVID is akin to a mild flu that you probably won't get, and you are not at any meaningful risk from a maskless person in the supermarket who may or may not be vaccinated. You face much more danger from the vehicles in the parking lot. So according to this, because I'm vaccinated, if the person around me is vaccinated or not, I stand a reduced risk of getting the virus. But until June 2nd, I will continue to wear my mask just to be safe. Because at my job, on Wednesday, they announced that if you're fully vaccinated, you can take your mask off. And what I know is there's people that took their mask off that are not fully vaccinated. So until June 2nd, I will continue to wear my mask. And I may even wear it after that because we've come too close to get sick now. You know, the world is getting ready to come around and we've come too close to get sick now. So a little bit more precaution. I mean, I won't wear as many masks as I did before. It's kind of hard doing a radio show wearing three masks. Maybe I only wear one mask now instead of three. But we've come too close to come down with the virus now, even a mild case of the flu. So I will continue to wear my mask until I'm sure I'm around people who are vaccinated. And the CDC has also said that vaccinated people should continue to wear masks when visiting hospitals, nursing homes, prisons, and homeless shelters, or while traveling compromised people. Look up in the sky. It's the superhero of travel. It's Ricky Tyus, and we're able to take you around the world by air, land, or sea even by flying saucer. And we're live on TalkTainmentRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard.